You are listening to Nighttime Daydreams with DJ Pawan Kim on Spirit Plants Radio, broadcasting around the world on spiritplantsradio.com. Turn on, tune in, and visit us on the web at spiritplantsradio.com for schedules, playlists, archives, and more. In this episode, we hear Grace Kaufman with the story of Ra, Part 2, Part 1.
Donc, it's May. 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 Yeah. May the 15th, year 2012. It's about 10:57 it was before, so it's probably about 10:55 PM. I'm sitting here at Stratosus Cinema and this goes out live and direct to you, my friend and brother, healer and English teacher. Now, yay, I've got just my first English lesson today from you. Okay, so we'll see how I gonna wie's wird rauskommen? If I do a progress. Progress. It is. Yeah, yeah. So, Tonke, this is gonna be the story of Ra, part 2. And actually, I don't know where to begin because this is a I could make a very long story out of it. So I think I better take some inspiration first with guitar and let the mind flow. We have here these days now, wir sagen dem die Eisheiligen. Weißt du, was das ist? Die Eisheiligen, die Ice Holies. When it gets 3 days cold again in spring, we, these three Bonifats, Pankrats and the cold Sophie, yeah? And so we have this now and it's really cold, it was like 3 degrees at night. And so I just took out my alpaca pullover. My alpaca Bulli, weiß ich nicht, wie man das sagt auf Englisch. Thank you. sleep for Sarali. One of the songs for Ra, but like this I played for Ra, but he came later, now first. Donkey, I'm gonna tell you the story from Ra, the second. So I go a little bit back in time, because I'd like to give you a little bit of background, how we zusammenhang sie. This is too complicated for me, so I just start. In the year 2003, my brother Flo, he gave me, a telephone. And he said to me, "Hey, Reyes, the Poets are playing tonight in Solothurn. The Poets, this is the Poets of Rhythm. It's a funk band which was founded in Germany. And it's a bit like Stratus Zoo, like kind of a big family. They have always a lot of musicians around. And when I was in Colombia, one of those jungle trips a couple of years before, might be 90, I don't know. A couple of years before, I was in South America in Colombia, and my brother, he did some recordings with the Poets here at Stratus Zoo at that time. And Flo, he likes them a lot. And so he said to me, "Hey, Reyes, they're gonna play tonight in Solothurn." And so I said, "Oh, cool, I come." And so I went to Solothurn, and the Poets were already playing. I was there, and I couldn't believe what I have seen. They had a drummer. His name is Jojo Ko from Cameroon. And he played such an amazing finger technique. We called it fulcrum. He plays just out of the fingers. So when he played the drum, he did almost not move, and he played very exact. Exactly? Yeah. So I saw this group playing there in Solothurn with this amazing drummer, Jojo Ko. And then by the end of the concert, they announced the group. Or they introduced the musicians, how you say that? You know what I mean? And so they said, "This is Jojo Ko from Cameroon, and he used to play with Fela Kuti and Manu Dibango in the 70s. So I did go to Jojo and I asked him, "Hey man, where did you get this fulcrum technique from?" And then he looked at me and he said, "Who are you?" And I said, "Yeah, I am Reyes." And then he said to me, "I did not hear for many years somebody speaking about this fulcrum finger technique." And then he asked me if I am a drummer, and I said, I knew I had some time ago a drummer, a teacher, very good drummer. His name is Andy Brucker from Zurich, and he learned me a little bit, or he learned me, he showed me how, what's the idea behind fulcrum technique. So that's the reason why I knew what he was playing, and so he was afraid, surprised. No, das heißt überrascht. Maybe both surprised and erfreut. And then the other musicians, they told him, he's got a recording studio not far from here. And then he asked me, yes, is this true? You have a recording studio here around? And I said, yes, I have. How far is it from here? And I said, yeah, it's about 10 minutes, right? And so he asked me if we could go to Stratosu and he would like to see the studio. And I said, yeah, yes, we can, and but now is the eating is coming, and so then, but he said, we can eat later, let's go. And so we went to Stratosu, and I did show him the studio, the place here, and then he started to play the drum, and I took guitar, and so finally we played for hours, yes. And so the next day, Giorgio, he said to me, you come with us tomorrow. And I said, well, how you mean, what do you mean? And then he said, yeah, you come, you play with us, we play tomorrow in Zurich, Ball Extra. And I said, yeah, but I cannot, I don't know your songs. And he said, oh, you have time in the bus while we drive to Zurich and you learn it. And I said, yeah, but Giorgio, this is a bit crazy. And he said, let's see, we do it. And so the next day I played in Zurich with the Poets. That's how I met these musicians a little bit closer, or how you say, das Englisch, wenn ich die eigentlich ein bisschen besser kennen. So then, some years later, about 2006, we played some other concerts together here, but then Giorgio wasn't anymore member from the group, or drummer. Then it was Malcolm Cato from the Soul Destroyers who played the drums at this time in 2006. And then, well, I think it was one year later, yes. And but that's why I tell you all that stuff, Tom Cates. The is heißt dann so ein bisschen der Herdkern or the main. The founders from the Poets, this is Boris and Max and Jan Weissenfeld. Boris, I don't know his second name right now. And Masaru Nishimoto, who plays the koto. Thomas Milland on keyboards. Yeah, and always a lot of different musicians too. So I always said to Max, hey Max, let's go to Colombia. I really would like to play with you in Colombia. Colombia and Morocco, these were the two places I absolutely wanted to go, or still want to go. Select this, yes. So this probably started already, at the first couple of concerts we did together with Giorgio Kaw in 2003. I always said to Max, "Hey, we should go to Morocco and to Colombia." And in 2007, or by the end of 2006, I don't know it very exactly anymore, but then Max, he called me up, he gave me a ring, a telephone, and he said, "Hey, Rez, we're gonna play in Morocco, what do you think about?" And I said, "Wow, oh yeah, cool, yeah, we have to do it." And he said, we're gonna play a couple of concerts. I think it was in Ireland, England, then Belgium, somewhere in the north, in Sweden or Denmark, or both, maybe. Yeah, just so before they came to Stratosoo, they played a couple of concerts in the north from Europe, and then they came down with an old Mercedes bus. "Oh Lord, won't you buy me a Mercedes Benz?" Yes, this was a very cool one. It's like from the 60s, and I think it was in Frankfurt, Germany, the window glass from the car, Frontscheibe, wie sagt man die Frontscheibe auf Englisch? Window glass, I hope you understand what I want to say. The window glass broke, so it was raining. At this time in Germany, very, very strong, and I think they had another concert in Frankfurt, and they just had to continue to drive with no front window. And so when they finally arrived here at Stratosoo, Switzerland, Masaru was very sick. Masaru Nishimoto, the driver, or they both drove, but I think he did most of the ride, and he was really serious sick. He had about 40 degrees of fever, I think. And they splitted there somewhere, the group. I think they had also kind of problems after this accident on the highway, and part of the group left the bus, and Masaru and Max, they arrived here. And Milo and Gabriela with her son, Gabriela, she's a Peruvian girl, and she was, at that time, she was the girlfriend of Max. So they came here and they wanted to pick me up to continue the trip down to Morocco, but so we had to stay a couple of days here first because Masaru was so sick, and also the bus had to be the window, I mean, had to be repaired. So then I remember I also had to go Notfallmässig. I had troubles with my teeth. Mit mei, oh, mit dem Weisheitszahn, Stockzahn, wie sagst du, Oh, this is definitely too complicated for me to translate in English. But you know, the biggest teeth in the mouth, and they had to do for Wurzelbehandlung, a root treatment, maybe. If the dentist have to drill very, very deep into the teeth and then to repair the roots. Yeah. This was a crazy time then. So, but finally we made it and we went with this nice Mercedes bus down to Morocco. Yeah, yeah. Just do a little break to reflect what's happened after. Got it now. So we went from Stratus Zoo. Oh no. We wanted to go to leave Switzerland and go to Morocco, and then Gabriela, the Peruvian girl, realized that she cannot enter Morocco without a passport, because she only had an identity card, and this was not enough or not possible to go into Morocco only with identity card. So they had to go to Bern to the consulate and to make a passport. And so it was really everything came together, but finally we made it and we left Switzerland. First we went through France, and then we picked up Didac Ruiz, the percussion player in Barcelona. But we did not only pick up Didac, we took also a lot of tiny little animals. Fleur. You know what's this little animal who goes under your skin and peaks. So somehow when we picked up Didac with his congas or with his percussion equipment, we had some other tiny little travelers coming with us. Yes. Yeah, but finally we could check in the boat, which brings us to Ceuta, Morocco. Now I could tell a very long story how we had to struggle. Is that the right word? It was absolutely not easy to go into Morocco, because first the the custom officer came, but you know, Morocco, this was not a really official custom officer. This was just like one of these hundreds of friends from the custom who tried to make a little bit money, and he came to us and he saw everybody had another passport, like Masaru Nishimoto and Max Weissenfeld, German passport, then Milo with her mother, Peruvian passport, Didak, Spanish passport, and then me, Switzerland, Gabriela, Peruvian, German. Masaru, I don't know if he had his Japanese or his German passport. Yeah, it was probably a bit strange for this man who on the pass control when we wanted to go into Morocco, and so they asked us also for the insurance paper, and we asked which paper, and he said the yellow insurance paper, and we did not had a yellow insurance paper, so he said, oh, that's no problem, just pay €800 and we make you one. And I said, no, forget about it. I mean, I was like first time in Morocco when I was 16 years old, and since then a couple of other times, and I knew a little bit how it works down there, and so I said to the other musicians, hey, forget about it, we don't pay him money. And he said, oh, if you don't have this insurance paper, we cannot let you in. But the problem was, behind us there were about 200-300 cars waiting, and we blocked with our huge bus just the transfer. Yes, and I said, we wait. So I said to the other musicians, just say nothing, we wait, and we'll see what's gonna happen. And so then about half an hour later, he came again, and he said, okay, give me €600, and you have your paper. And I said, no, we don't pay 800, and we also not gonna pay €600. If you really want this paper, we call to Germany and to the insurance, and they gonna send you your paper by fax. And so he was not really afraid. He was not really happy to hear this. And then he said, oh, I don't know if this is possible. And then I went out and I said, yeah, let's look if we can make it possible. And I went to into an office there at the custom and explained our problem, and so we were there for about 1, 2, 3 hours, and just to try to get these facts, because we called to Germany and they said, yes, we send you your facts right into the customer's office, but they probably gave us also the wrong fax number. And so he came back and he said, oh, the fax does not come, maybe the fax machine is not working, or maybe they have a problem in the insurance company. And just he tried to get some money, to make some money. And then he also came down and then he said, oh, give me €300. And I said, no, I don't give you €300. We're just waiting for this paper now. And then I went to the one of the chiefs from the custom, and I said, if it's possible to send a fax into his office, to his personal fax. And so he said, yes. And probably we paid also a little bit money, but not so much. And then Finally, this is now the short version, and finally we could enter Morocco. I also knew all the other people, all the other cars behind us, they have also to go in. So if we would turn there and have to go all the way back, this would be very chaotic. So we made it and we arrived first. I'm not sure anymore if we stayed sometimes in Ceuta. I don't think so. No, I think we.
I have to reflect a bit with the guitar.
This one was Through the Universe.
Thank you.
with the English teacher. Aye. That would be really cool if I could speak better English. So then we went to Tetuan with our bus. I think first to Chef Shawan. No, first to Tetuan. And in Tetuan, now I've got it, because when I have been fifteen years old, I have seen a very nice picture in a book. I think the title of the book was The Greatest Books of Hashish. It was either this one, or there were two books, The Greatest Books of Hashish, and the other was The Greatest Books of, or The Greatest Book of Cannabis. And in one of those two books, I discovered very such nice pictures from Morocco, from Ketama, Morocco. And I was really inspired by those books and these nice pictures, and I became also a great fan, can you say that, of cannabis at this time. And yeah, I just knew this is the place to go. And that was also the only place who I could imagine it's really possible to go in that age. I mean, with 15 or 16 I was, to travel alone. Actually, I went not alone. We did travel two friends together there to Morocco with my best school friend, with Olivieros. I did this trip many years ago, like 30 years ago. Wow. Yeah, so inspired by these great books of hashish and cannabis, I decided that's the place I want to be, Ketama, Morocco. So I have been there, calculate now, about 1983, yeah, around this. 1983, so I was the first time there in Ketama. Oh, here I could tell you crazy stories. Not done. With every single story I start to tell you, it's like they have babies, the stories. Every story produces more other stories. Yeah. I think it's really never-ending circle. And I have to be careful that I stay here now with this story of Ra, the second. Yeah, so I told to Max, to Masaru, Gabriela, then also Johannes Schleiermacher, a very, very talented German saxophone player, joined us. And who else? I was at the eye clinic, not at the eye clinic, by the eye doctor today, and he said to me, Res, this is normal when you get older, that you don't see so clear anymore, and probably it's also that I can't remember so good sometimes. So there was Max on the vibraphone, Masaru Nishimoto, on the Japanese koto and the flute, Didac Ruiz on percussion, then Gabriela Veridas, Milo, he did not came, because to Morocco, Gabriela's son, he was picked up by his father in Barcelona, I think, yeah. Yeah. And Thomas Miland, maybe. No. I just know by the end was also Jan join us. So, but I was probably the one who knew Morocco best, or probably I had the most experiences in this country, and so I did tell to the other musicians about my other trips to Morocco, and I said, hey, Ketoma is really, really nice place to be and to see. And so we were on the way to Ketama. That's why we traveled first to Tetuan. Wow. So now I've got it a bit together. Now we are close. At the Schlüsselstelle. At the key point. In Tetuan there was a place, or there is still this place. It's like les grands arrondissements en Paris, comme on dit ça, les pas arrondissements, les kreises, où die Stadt rum sind. It was just a huge circle in the middle of Tetuan, and like a circle for the traffic, I mean. And there were lots of coffees there, and coffees and tea houses, and this circle was a bit the point we always met. We said when we went to town, and when we split it, so we said like, okay, we're gonna meet at the circle in Tetuan in like about 2 or 3 hours, whatever. So everybody knew, okay, we're gonna see each other there. And then one of these days, still recording down there. I hope so. Or, you know what, I will go to check this quick, because I don't want to tell this story two times. That always is different and wasted energy too. Or maybe not wasted energy, but it's different. Thank you.
You're listening to Nighttime Daydreams with DJ Tawan K on Spirit Plants Radio, broadcasting around the world at spiritplantsradio.com. Turn on, tune in, and visit us on the web at spiritplantsradio.com for schedules, playlists, archives, and more. We've just been listening to the story of Ra, Part 2, Part 1 by Reis Kaufman. Story of Ra, Part 2, Part 2 should follow at some point. Now we're going to hear a little bit of the text of Icht by the Viennese poet Christian Loidl.
Nach Sauros rollen zuerst dumpfe Erdschütterungen heran intimater pulpe dei pupul und pedig presse nucum ser tuve cors. Flus de pain sank i deur ademi itte ille telemon reschuit die schönste Papierfetzen. Hüft mal stopfen, dann kommt der fünf Nacht, nimm ich da davor, dass du's overtrunk hast, mit keiner gut gelebt hast, Percy Flawless, heißt Krishna auch Schuder, Forscher, wie sprengst Nettelbeerbaum und Öwe-Schmölke, Totsch wurde verhaftet, ob du ihn Leiter nennst oder Tator. Du warst Philosophie garniert mit Verwesung. Wir 1503 Geborenen haben gewonnen. Ich, Wladimir Ginsburg, möchte essen und trinken ein bisschen deppert. Wenn ihr deppert, war ich schon amor. Wir sitzen alle folgende Super. Willst du damit die Verdienste der liberalen Bewegung diffamieren? Auch Gott, nein, was täten denn die ohne Super? Hüte dich vor dem Rausch der ferne Direktionsverlebung. Lieserina Losen gehört zu den Titelschriftstellerinnen von 27 Kindern dekolletiert. Bitte ein taxisches Manuskript, damit du's weiterbringst. Tu deinen Kuss. Dazu der Gedanke geht sicher der zur Nürnberger Geburts-AG. Wie schwer ist so eine Eigentumswohnung, wenn ich vor ein Stern bin, bin ich ein Seestern. Muck, muck, ihre Wie, ihre Wohnreturklinik. So tu prä ist das Wirbel dem so herzschnürzelte Injepfel in Monokulturen. Saut dem erst wiss Blavton die wissenschaftlichen Arztlatilisten Ramon C. Tre Chinese, als sich den Ilsen Witti das Leben nahm, der Schreien, das Hochfaden. Ich mag mal ein Stunk, ein bisschen a Zendry Translation of Beasts, the last past blast. Are we exemplifying figures or massifying dolls? Die namenlosen Munks, Hans, lange wartest du schon lange. Sie bewegt sich so zärtlich, die Mutter, Mutter, so dass sie nur schlafe Gedanken. Habet lauern, Auen, Frauen. The Gläumer, der Schütterfresser, Militam, si Papiam, Chetti, Chöd, Chöd, Pelzgufa. Mein Fach ist kein aus das Nichtsein. Dies ist die Erde, wo sich das Holz biegt, Stimmen sozialer und transzendentaler Atome kommt. Wir fangen Ameisen zum Essen. Mir ist mein Laden heute schon so genug Traum gespaltet. Hörst, du bist der Glodilpfaun. Du Dial, du was, wurde nicht alles im Namen Gottes gegessen. Die Narzissenmaschine zu wiederkehren an die Lippe, die lassen Blas denkt, das Heimat verließ mein Kies glückbringendes Haus, das seine Minister geteilt hatten. You are done. Great ear lips, the rose of the Ansicht, hübsche Tuben, Egalit, Hansel, pass auf, du sprang von my God. Gypsy Laudare, I was sucking, that he contradict, hip weirus, da hab ich bitte ein 20, alle Kaffee kannst du mir helfen, eine Gleichung zu lösen, die zugleich eine Ungleichung ist vor einem Laden in lila Jahren, fast gestaubloser Weißer, in Höhlen versunkene Städte, es hört schon ziemlich auf, dass hinter meinem 1078-jährigen Schädel mich jemand kennt, im Jeder Mensch lebt eine versperrte Gefängnistür. Ihr seid Rinsen, ihr seid Rauber. Es geschieht auch, dass ein Kind in diese fremden Räume stürzt, wie ein Wasserfall, der dem Ausguss gurgelt. Das Zwischenreich ist ein Meer mit wenig Bewegung. Aber bitte, mein Herr, ich bin der normalste Mensch auf der Welt. Es gibt eine Tour zum Königreich des Herrn. Es gibt nur 6.870.760 hungernde, schrittweise, voll Lachen die Erde im Garten der duftenden Nüsse. Von Simon Beam, Simon Mind. Doch heute überlasse ich den Dichtern, sich zu artikulieren, nicht rützige, rankelhafte Menschen, sondern irreale Lebewesen mit Rußausräumschaufeln, mit Minigolfschläger in ihren künstlichen Händen, kleine Fehler, die als höhere Gewalt bezeichnet werden. Es sind die mehr als 7 Siegel Telefonbuch unserer Gemeinschaft und geben einfach Tonentfernungen atmosphärisch bis zur Unverständlichkeit Bienchen verweigert. Den Handkuss der Laien beim Fernsehen Zeit, sie wird zu Pelzen, der Tod ist wie ist die weiße Spitze der Leidenschaft. Thoughts, how they are caught, the film's body. Hat dich der depressive Affe hypnotisiert? Was waren sie früher, Läuse unter dem Nagel? Und Weihnachten, das Glied taumelte, stellte ein paar Fragen und blieb dann noch stehen, das Brombeers Gestrüpp der Sprache. Wenn ein Engel von Himmel fällt, ist eine Hand, die ihn hält. Wir müssen leise sein, wie Pfirsiche explodieren wie grüne Pflaumen. Macht keinen Blödsinn und singt nicht Hare Krishna Trale. Und fluchte dabei, zankte er das Einfallstiefe. Nur so folgsam wie er zu sein schien, hatte er etwas von einem großen Dschungel. Jungen, the gentle tiger on the palm of our hand. There we sit, meat offerings for Guan Yin. I shift my arm to lift the universe. German fingers fingering German umgeben von dem, wie sie sagten, Telegraph zu lange getragene Kleider. Enthauptet tobt es auf die Köpfe, zurück zur Familie mit langem Finger auf. Auch eine Maus hat Vokabeln der erotischen Narbe, Hana Merdes. Tempo auf dem Mordklavier ging meine Antwort, for you breathed me into the blossom of the world. Vorbei ziehen ihre sprachliche Wesen, was man nicht behaupten kann, einzuhalten ist perfekter Wahnsinn. Das ist keine Schürze, das ist der Unterwäsch. Aunregender, rührseliger, du Schatzi, du hast nur ein bisschen ein Nervengas, Nachtagen, Glimm, Speck, Glimmer, Dreifaltigkeit. This town has nothing to glimmer, hat keinen Reiz. Gurk, Super Hubers, Hartbild, Kleingelb, Hood and Fans. Come, come, feel us in the view and flare a nose fittish.